Blog Talk Radio.
Alright.
I'm a part of the fellowship of the unashamed.
Whoa.
I have Holy Spirit power. I've stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I'm a disciple of His. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past redeemed, my present makes sense, my future is secure. I'm finished and done with low living, sight walking, small planning, smooth knees, colorless dreams, tame vision, worldly talking, cheap giving, and dwarf goals. I no longer need preeminence, position, promotion, applause, or popularity. I don't have to be right first, tops, recognized, praised, regarded, or rewarded. I now live by faith, lean on His presence, walk by patience. I am uplifted by prayer and labor empowered. My face is set, my grade is fast, my goal is heaven. My road is narrow, my way is rough. My companions are few, my God reliable, my mission is clear. I cannot be fucked, compromised, detoured, lured away, turned back, deluded, or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of my adversaries, negotiate at the table of my enemy, or ponder at the pool of popularity. Give up, set up, let up until I've stayed up, poured up, prayed up, preached up for the cause of Christ. I am a disciple of Jesus.
Good evening, Blog Talk Radio. Good to have you with us tonight. There we go. Ha! Isn't that something? We're live. We're live now. Good evening, community of faith.
Hello, hello.
Doesn't say live,
it
but...
It doesn't.
We must be live by now.
Yep, there I see you.
Looks like we're live.
Yep, I see you.
Right down the list. Oh, shoot. All right. Well, I don't know how many people you invited tonight, but I think I just invited 20, so you better get busy. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Who's here? Audrey Van Gessel's here. Shannon Tony. We now have a trio. Are you ready? Who's playing the banjo? Oh, when the saints ding, ling, 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 come marching in. Phyllis K. Raymond is here. She'll sing with about the saints. When the saints come marching in. Oh, yeah, I know. I'll be in that number. When the saints come marching in. Whoa! You know, everybody ought to be as happy as what we are, don't you think? I think so, too. I think that they should say, what are them guys got over there that makes them so happy? And what we got is God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, God the three in one. You can hear Brother R.W. Shambach singing, I know God is God. God don't ever change. I know God is God. And he always will be God. Roger Oxy's with us.
Hello, Roger.
God bless you, Brother Roger Oxy. Good to have you with us tonight, man. Phyllis K. Raymond's with us. And all the community of faith that's with us. Shannon Tony. Audrey Van Gessel. How's things in Michigan and Louisiana? Beautiful day here. I think it made it all the way up to 40.
I was going to say, once we got past that cold, windy, rainy morning.
Somebody opened the door to Canada, and they should have just kept that door shut, man. That was cold air. In Medicine Bowl, in Medicine Hat, Alberta, it snowed. Like most of the day, it snowed. But it's not too close. It's about 300 miles away. Straight north. So, Sister Phyllis is probably going to tell us it's 87 degrees and balmy. Mm-hmm. Don't you just love the United States of America? If you don't like it where it's where you're at, then just drive around a little bit.
Yep.
You'll find some weather you like.
Yep.
If you need the moisture, head to the Great Lakes. Them guys always got moisture. If you need a little dryness, get out here where we are. There's a little dryness. If you need the sandy beach, just head to the south. And if you still want to see some snow, head to the Rockies. They're still got the snow. Isn't that something? And if you want to see all four parts of that in the same day, just head to California. Because you can swim on the beach and ski on the mountain in the same day there most times. Wow, Michigan was in the 80s.
Wow, no kidding.
The next couple of the days, it will go to the 90 mark. That ought to make some crops grow. Hey, Julian and Bamala's with us already.
Hello.
Good evening. Actually, this is Bamala that's with us. Lake Charles is underwater.
Wow.
I've been praying for God to send you guys all the rest of our moisture.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
I am ready for you too.
No more rain heading to the Gulf. Send it up north where it belongs. We need it. Please send it our way. Ready for you too. I'm ready for YouTube. I'm ready for this thing to work right now.
Me too.
Father, in Jesus' name, we declare the rain patterns move to the upper north plains. Hold on.
I'm holding them patiently.
Didn't sound like I was too patient, if you ask me.
Is it done now? How about now?
It's been up for about 2 minutes now.
It's
not coming on. There we go. Got it. Thank you. Becca Chapman. God bless you. And all of West Virginia. Did I see that our dear sister, Ash is from Glen Burnie, Maryland. All right, now I command you to work right now. Isn't that something? You're only going to work a certain way. And let me just make a point to let you know that's a dumb way to work. If you've been around a while, you hear me tell the story about Glen Burnie, Maryland, when I almost drowned the pianist for the quartet I was singing in. If you don't like Michigan, wait around for 5 minutes, it'll change. Father, right now we pray for Lake Charles and southern Louisiana and all the places where they've had too much moisture. They might be praying for the rain of your presence, but we declare flooding cease and rain patterns move to the dry land.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. As a matter of fact, everybody say it with me. Rain patterns move to the dry land, and that's the northern plains. We need the rain. Rain patterns move from the south, from the Gulf, and come to the northern plains. And no violent storms. Say it with me. No more violence in our storms.
No violence and no destruction.
No destruction. Just move and bring the moisture that we need. And fill up our reservoirs. You foul storm, you don't get the flood and destroy Louisiana and Lake Charles. Now stop it now in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Now, some of you have never been taught yet that we have authority over the weather. But it don't take much to teach it because, as you see, all of a sudden you're like, well, wait a minute now. If that's all that is, I can see that. And in seeing it, then you can make something different.
Yeah, the thing that works against it is everybody's word when they keep saying.
All right,
it's
fellas.
It's gonna storm.
I'm looking at the pictures right now. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we take authority over storms in the Lake Charles area. And we declare like you did, Jesus, peace be still. Storm cease. Clouds, pull up the rain and get to the northern plains, great plains, and water the thirsty lands.
Yes.
You
Amen.
Must obey. You are a rainstorm. You must obey in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we declare this right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Wow. 7 to 14 inches of rain? No. We bind you. All right. So
Sunday.
All right. So, Becca Chapman, good evening, young lady. Good to have you with us tonight. I want everybody to just open your Bible up. We're going to deal with this according to the Word of God, very biblically, because the flooding's got to stop. We need rain in the upper, we need rain in the Midwest, and it's in the wrong spot. And it don't belong there. And it's there because people are saying the wrong words. Everybody just say this with me. God bless our troops. I love America. And open your Bibles to Romans chapter 8. Oh, come on. There ain't no reason to let this go on like this. At all. There's no reason to it at all. In the mighty name of Jesus. No way. Flooding stop now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Matter of fact, if you have a weather app, I encourage you on your phone, unless that's what you're streaming on, open up your weather app, and let's go down here and look for a minute. It shows more rain hitting New Orleans. I command that water to move east, west into Texas, and up to Nebraska, Wyoming, South Dakota, and North Dakota. Now, just if you want to, I just put my finger on it and I just move it. I declare in the name of Jesus, go through Corpus Christi and on up through the dry areas of Texas, and let's get you all the way up to North Dakota and bring the rain to us. Clouds, lift up your rain and bring it to where the land is dry. If Georgia or Alabama or South Carolina is dry, take the rain there. We command you, storms, you find the dry land.
Amen.
Now, you might say, Pastor, how can you do that? You're just a man. Well, I am a man who is filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, and I am a man who was made in the image of Almighty God. You ready? Look at this with me for a minute. Romans chapter 8. Watch this. You might say, Pastor, we're teaching at 21 minutes after. Might as well. There ain't no sense of letting any more flooding happen and people be in danger of their lives and crops destroyed and homes destroyed. Can you see the words? Destroyed, destroyed, destroyed. That is not of God in any way because it's filled with destruction. You and I, the believers, are the one that's being held responsible for it. Well, it ain't my city. It's our dear sister Phyllis's city. Watch. Wait, I don't have an attitude. I get really angry at our enemy who just runs rampant however he wants to when he doesn't have authority. Romans 8, and let's go to verse 19. Father, in Jesus' name, instruct us in weather patterns from the Word right now. Watch this. For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. The creation here is speaking about the earth. The earth is waiting for the sons of God to stand up and be revealed, which is what we're doing every time we take authority over the devil and destruction. Verse 20. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope. 21, because the creation also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. This earth held bondage wherever corruption is running rampant. But look at this verse. Is delivered when the glorious liberty of the children of God show up. So when they start saying hurricane, you and I start saying, we bind that stinking statement, and we bind your destructive storms. Rain is normal this time of year. Floods are of the devil. They destroy. Blizzards across, they come out of the Alberta Clipper and kill people. That's of the devil. Snow is of God. A storm that kills is of the devil. Yeah. Well, Pastor, it's just the earth and you can't do anything about it. Huh. Well, I guess since you asked me as such a point blank question like that, I might as well show you that I can do something about it. You ready? Go with me to Luke. We're going to Tualuca, and I believe that it is number, wasn't that five? Wasn't that where the storm was? Well, all right. There's a storm right here somewhere in Luke. And Jesus calms the boat. What is that? Well, all righty then. It's Luke 8:22. Look at Phyllis. Romans 8:1-6, 6-25, 19-29, 33. I think Phyllis likes the book of Romans right there now. Now watch this. 22-25. It happened on a certain day that he got into the boat with his disciples, and he said to them, let's cross to the other side of the lake. And they launched out. As they sailed, he fell asleep. Why? He's in a boat with a bunch of fishermen. He ought to be able to sleep, wouldn't you reckon? All right. And a windstorm came down on the lake, and they were filling with water and were in jeopardy. And they came to him and awoke him, saying, Master, we're perishing. He arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and they were calm. 25. He said to them, where is your faith? What was he saying to them? Why didn't you rebuke the storm? Why didn't, you know, I don't know. Well, some of you weren't here, but some of you were. And you'll remember a year ago right now when the dams broke in central Michigan.
Oh my goodness.
For a day before that happened, I was on our program and all over Facebook saying, bind those storms, bind those storms, drive them out, bind those storms, drive them out. Why? Well, I didn't know the dams were going to break, but I knew we had to stop that storm. And then those, what was it, five dams broke? Took out 600 homes. I saw that one of the dams is going to take $500 million to rebuild. That's a lot of dinero. But God had showed me several days earlier, bind the storms. But so many Christians have been called, have been taught, well, it's just a storm. Don't you know it's an act of God? What kind of God is that? That he's going to come down and kill people with a rainstorm. Wait, there's a rainbow. It's in heaven. And it reminds us that God will never again judge the earth by rain. What does that mean about a hurricane? What does that mean about a fast flood, a flood? It means it's not of God, it's of the devil, and that's why you and I got to pay attention to our surroundings and take authority every single day, everywhere we go. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hola, amigos. I missed something. That Brother Mike? Now watch. Jesus looked at him and said, where is your faith? Where is your faith? Why? Because he should have never had to be woke up. Pastor, do you really speak to every storm? Every single day? Ask my wife. We speak to the weather every day. When the program got done last night, that wind was going crazy out there. No, wind is normal. Wind that kills and destroys, that's not normal.
That is not.
Weather patterns are normal. This is not the time of snow in America. This is the time of rain. So for us to have a snowstorm right now, that's not normal. For us to have a frost that kills our crops, that is not of God. That is not of God. But if you and I don't ever change it, what are you going to do? You got to end up accepting what has come to you. And there's no reason for it. When Jesus said that, he said to the disciples, where's your faith? Why'd you have to wake me up? Can't you see I'm tired? Now watch. Watch what's going on here. Where were they going during that storm? They were going to the other side to cast a demon out of a man who was interrupting all the commerce of that area. Where that demoniac was a major commerce route. And people were afraid to come through and do business there because that demon-possessed man would come out of the tombs and attack them and scare them. So what did God do? He sent Jesus over there. Jesus showed up, cast the devil out, and the whole region was now free again. That's why you and I are here on this earth. You ready? Go with me to Genesis chapter 1.
All righty, then.
We might as well go to the first chapter. That Brother Mike I saw showing up?
He did show up. Rob just showed up.
Brother Rob, Brother Mike, Brother Al, Brother Dan, and Sister Gwen, Dave and Gwen.
Sister Sunday here.
Sunday Geyser.
Keeping YouTube going.
Becca Chapman's here. Yeah, that's what I was speaking to, Roger. And those five dams that blew out, we were praying for 2 days for the rain to stop. And what we needed is some more believers to get on board with us and say, rain, stop now.
And for the ones that kept saying, it's going to flood.
And for all the believers to stop saying, the dams are going to blow. And guess what happened? The dams blew.
Yep.
But when the believers are saying those words, well, Pastor, how do you stop saying the thing that's going to happen? When you and I stand in the authority that God has given to us, we're the ones that say whether hell and destruction comes on us. That's why the noon prayer time is so important, because we don't have to say America's becoming socialistic. There's a whole bunch of them in America that are born again, spirit-filled, demon-chasing people that's saying America is now a socialistic nation. They're the people that's supposed to stop it, and they're saying it out of their mouth. And therefore, what is God going to able to do except give you exactly what you say? That's how it always works.
We find all those words now and cast them down.
Mike is hiding in the back pew eating chocolate. Ooh. Mike don't eat much chocolate. He eats a lot of carrots and celery. Radishes every now and then. Sometimes when you look in the back pew, he'll be chewing on a beet even. Wilma Tony, welcome.
Crown of broccoli.
A big old crown of broccoli. Spitting florets everywhere.
If anybody ever sees that, please get a picture.
Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image, but let's not give him any authority. Let's keep him weak, bound, and helpless.
That isn't what it says.
Let's try it. Maybe I can read the right words. Somebody say, preach it right.
Preach it right.
Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowls of the air, over all the earth, and over everything that creeps on the earth. You even have dominion over creeps. Ladies, if your husband's being a creep, take dominion over him. Watch. 27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. I think he's trying to get us to understand something. Three verses. So, 26, we're created in his image. 27, we're created in his image. 28, let's see what he says in 28. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, live on the earth, but when everything destroys you, just lay down and take it. Somebody shall preach it right. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, that's because I'll call 911 on those creeps. Be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth. Look at this next word. And subdue it. It is a thing. It's not saying a him, it's a thing. You and I are supposed to subdue this earth. Have dominion over the fish of the air. No, the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. Three verses, three times, God has said, you and I have dominion. Yeah, but Pastor, don't you remember that there's a flood? Yep, let's go look at it. I've studied this and studied this and studied this and studied this. I had men that wanted to work where I worked in the oil field out here. You know why? Because wherever I worked on that day, I was going to have sunshine and I was going to have stars and the moon. And if it rained, it was going to rain all around me except where my truck was. Because I was going to be able to finish my work. And it happened day after day after day. I got wet a few times. But that's because I was busy jacking my jaw and not watching the storms and telling that baby where to go. Wait, see, guys, isn't it sad that religion hasn't trained us in this? What is religion trained us in? It's an act of God. Quit trying to fight against God. Are you kidding me? God is the one that said, take dominion. God is the one that said, take dominion. Why do you think I pray so boldly on our noon program? Because our land. This is our constitution. That is our Capitol Hill. These are our state capitals. Get your sorry garbage out of what belongs to us. Now, God, judge them and bring recompense.
Amen. Amen.
Well, Pastor, don't you just know that, you know, there's just sometimes you got to let stuff happen. I'll tell you what happens if you let this happen. Well, God's already prophesied too many times to the prophets. It ain't going to happen in America. But you let it happen, and then you have socialism until Jesus comes. Well, Jesus was a socialist. No, he was not. And if you want me to get into that in a little while, we'll get into that one too. My title for tonight is The Greatest of These is Love.
Dose of love, Pastor.
You might say, Pastor, you sound a little ticked. I'm really ticked right now, but not at any of you. I'm ticked because the believers have let this thing go so far that the majority of church people do not know that you can literally stop the devil. Brother Jesse Duplantis, during Hurricane Katrina, walked all of his ministry property and said, I'm going to put you on notice now, devil. You mess with my stuff, you're giving me 7 times and double for the shame of it, no matter what you touch. So you better not come here and touch anything. Listen, Brother Jesse, I forget the city he's in.
Oh, my goodness.
Des Plaines, I think it is. Sister Phyllis probably knows. Hurricane blew all the brick off the fire station that's on the next lot next to Jesse's property, blew all the brick off that fire station. And he lost one branch off of one tree, and that's the only thing that was wrong with his whole ministry center. Why? Because of the blood of Jesus, because of the name of Jesus, because of the prayers of the saints. You might say, but Pastor, there's a lot of churches that went under. And they were speaking in God. Well, I don't know. I can't tell you what to do with that. Because God is God, and he is going to come to our aid. And you and I got to be able to stand strong and say, no, devil, stop. You encroach no farther. You got to do it with your family. Destrahan, that's it. Thank you, Sister Phyllis. And I'm not worshiping Brother Jesse, and I'm not making a big deal of him, and I'm definitely not naming names. It's just a testimony of what God has done. The believers in that church started praying as soon as they started saying, here comes a hurricane. And as soon as they give it a name, then you and I can condemn that name and command it to dissipate and fall apart.
Yeah.
Well, Pastor, it's just the weather patterns. There is a weather pattern the night Jesus is in the boat with the disciples. And what did he say? Peace be still. And that weather pattern that was designed to kill the Lamb of God didn't kill him.
Well, even look at the night that Mike went to get you and Josh to go to Tennessee, and he's got video of it on the testimonies page.
Yeah, Brother Mike, tell your story about picking us up and taking us to Tennessee. That was a
torrential rain.
We had torrential rain. He was in snow, and he spoke the word, and off we went. Off we went. Oh, I want you to see this. We need the rain. And they're flooding, and people's homes are being destroyed. We are in a drought, and they are in a flood, neither of which honor God. Well, let's read this, and then I'll go to Joel. Where did I tell you to go? Genesis 8. And let's go to verse 16 and through down through 22. Father of the ark, your wife, your sons, and your sons' wives, bring out with you every living thing of all the flesh that's with you, birds and cattle, every creeping thing that creeps on the earth, so that they may abound on the earth and be fruitful and multiply on the earth. Watch this. Noah went out, his sons and his wives with him, every animal, every creeping thing, and somebody could have dealt with the snakes and spiders better.
Yes,
all right? But we're supposed to just take authority over them and get a big shoe and a big fly flapper, and then they're done. Okay. Noah built an altar, and 21, the Lord smelled the soothing aroma, and he said, I will never again curse the ground for man's sake. Although the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth, nor will I again ever destroy every living thing as I have done. That's God's promise. Matter of fact, when the monsoons hit Pakistan, worst they've ever been. We bound that every single day. But do you know what we heard people say in Pakistan? Well, it's just bad. It's just bad. It's just really bad. It's bad. No, I bind the rain is what you say. And you teach everybody around you to say the same thing. I bind the rain. 22, while the earth remains, there will be seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night, and they will not cease. Now, Genesis 9:1, and we're going to go down to verse 7. God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth. Same thing he said to Adam. The fear of you, the dread of you will be on every beast of the earth, on every bird of the air, and all that moves on the earth, and all the fish. Brother Robert told me, he can actually catch a fish every day, anywhere he goes. He walks out to that water and takes authority. When you get real bad, bro, you'll be walking out on the water just standing out there without no bass boat needed.
He'll just have them following him in like the Pied Piper.
They'll be saying, did you see that bass fisherman? He ain't even in a boat. He's just standing on the water. Oh, wait, your elbow can't touch the side of the boat when you catch it, right? So I don't know what we do with you, but anyways. Verse 7. As for you, be fruitful, multiply, bring forth abundantly in the earth, and multiply in it. Be fruitful, multiply, subdue the earth, take dominion, replenish. Now, Joel chapter 2. Some of you have never taught the weather patterns of the world from the Bible, but that's good because we're teaching you now. Joel chapter 2. Actually, it's probably not good that you weren't taught it then, but Joel chapter 2. Verse 23. Look at this verse. Be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the former rain faithfully, and he will cause the rain to come down for you, the former rain and the latter rain. Your threshing floor will be full of wheat. But do you know what? If you're in a flood and all your crops get wiped out, then nobody's floors are full of wheat. Say it with me. Rain is normal.
Rain is normal.
See, you can see it right there. The early rain and the latter rain. There's a rain that's supposed to happen when the crops are planted. Rain comes through, waters the earth, seed dies, begins to spring up, the plants grow. That's normal process of earth, weather patterns. That's how it's supposed to be. I'm here at Walmart, so if I was late, missed it. I'll be going back and watching over it later. All right, that's cool. That's good. Well, it's cool that you're there. We had one person that used to stream with us all the time that would stick the phone in their back pocket and turn the volume all the way up and just walk through the store.
Yes, she
did. Sister Gwen would just preach everywhere we go. I think it's fun. People look at you really weird, like, what's wrong with you? Why are you playing that? But they walk by with that go to hell music playing, so what difference does it make? Let's keep going. Verse 25. I will restore the years the locusts have eaten. 26. You'll eat your bread in plenty and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wonders with you. Watch this. And my people shall never be put to shame. If your house is torn down, I don't know whether that's shame, but that's horrible. And thank God. Well, brother, don't you know that God will just bless us when the middle of all the slanging? Don't you know? Well, God's always going to take care of you. Yes. God is always going to take care of you. And if your house falls down, he's going to help you get another one. But he didn't want your house to fall down. When you go back and read Deuteronomy 28, the chapter of the blessings, you not only have a house, you have two or three. And he gives you the houses. And he blesses them. And he fills them with a bunch of wonderful things. That's what the Bible says. 27. Then you will know that I am in the midst of Israel. I am the Lord your God, and there is no other. Now, somebody said to me, and I've heard it, and I understand your statement, but listen. There's a lot of people that said, well, the ninth ward needed to be wiped out. Did God say, I will never again destroy the earth this way?
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did. So how was the ninth ward supposed to change down there? Because a man and woman of God took a ministry in there and began to make a difference. Phyllis, that's Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 13. You and Rebecca and Sister Shannon, thanks for keeping the verses. Sister Wilma, bless you. It's good to see you tonight, Wilma. Bless you, Jim. Hopefully you're having hot dogs and you can't have hot dogs and marshmallows every night. Fellas get sick of that after a while. Every other night, though.
Yeah.
And on the other night of the hot dogs and marshmallows, you got to eat salad, radishes, carrots, and broccoli. Ask Brother Mike. That's how he does it.
That's why he fasts every other
day. That's why Mike's so healthy. Look at him. He's a healthy man. See, guys, the problem is the spirit of religion has said, don't take authority over the devil, for goodness sakes. How many times, somebody find me a verse that says Jesus was casting out the devil by Beelzebub, or that he had a demon. Somebody find one of those verses. I'm buying that vegetable talk over my life in the mighty name of Jesus. We were talking about going to Tony's with that 1 pound bacon sandwich last night, Mike. So going to Bill's Steakhouse down there on US 12 and then catching Tony's. So hallelujah. Just so you know, I'm with you on this steak thing. That 23-ounce porterhouse at Bill's Steakhouse, that's a whole lot of broccoli, carrots, you know, alfalfa that has been made into wonderful alfalfa steak.
They do make really good tofu steak, just so you know. Big ribs.
And for everybody that wants some tofu steak, Sister Leanne will help you find it, all right? She knows right where to buy it. Have you ever tried tofu? You can't even chew it. It just like dissolves. I've tried it. I should receive some kind of accolade. Bill's has a bigger one than that, a 23 ounce. Wanna say they go to 32 ounce.
Wow.
Woo! That'll make you lay down in the car on the way home right there, bro. All right. We're looking for the verse where it said that the Pharisees were offended at Jesus. Wasn't that like Luke 17? But let me just say it while we're looking. Tried it tonight.
Matthew 12:27.
My granddaughter made it and it was good. Tofu, you tried it tonight?
Luke 11.
Wow. What verse?
14.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, Ashley, we love you, and we're glad you love the word, and so do we. Just so everybody knows, I eat tofu. Whenever I've sat here and got the finger three times, then I have to go eat tofu.
Your favorite soup in the world is hot and sour soup, and it has tofu in it, just so you know. They didn't give you the picture. Oh, my goodness.
So, if you guys all of a sudden see me just kind of jerk and duck my head like that, it's that finger was coming out saying, you're about ready to have to eat some tofu.
Thank you, Wilma. Glad you liked it. Not that I made
now,
it.
Now, wait. I don't mind veggie and fruit, but I will not turn down a steak. Amen. Now, wait. One more thing on our way back to finding how to find a storm that we're dealing with here.
Oh, yeah, the storm.
If you've never had this much fun trying to bind a devil, just hang out with us because we laugh ourselves all the way to when he's bound, all right? But my favorite Chinese restaurant soup is hot and sour soup. It's really good in most places. And it has tofu in it. And I like my tofu with a side of steak and some bacon. Yeah. I don't know whether it's good for you or not. It doesn't have too much of a taste. You just kind of, it's there. Wow, I got protein. Look at that. But it says, now, wait, let's be sure we don't offend anybody here. Just, if you're new to us, please don't be offended about all of our jokes we just made. All of us that's been here since the beginning, we've been throwing around this vegetable and meat situation since the beginning. But the Apostle Paul said, it don't matter what you eat, bless it and receive it with thanksgiving under God. And if you don't eat meat, then don't eat it. We will never judge you. And if you do eat meat,
they just judge me for it.
If you do eat meat, make sure you invite me over. Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, everybody sees it a different way, and it's okay.
Yeah, don't anybody be offended. Throw in your own 2 cents, and we'll laugh at that, too.
Yeah. And you might even say, tofu, I just eat nuts and berries. Well, that's all right. Eat it.
Yeah.
All right? Eat it because it's good for you. All right. Now watch. I'm in Noah. Nope, not Noah. I am in Luke 11. Tell my daughter to stop trying to poison you. Wait, this is my deal with tofu. All right. Have you ever tried to put it on a hot dog stick and grill it over the fire out in the yard?
Yes.
Can you?
Put a hot dog on a stick and grill?
No, tofu.
I don't know. I've not tried that. You can grill it like you would a hamburger.
Paul said, don't judge the weak who eat veggies. Taken out of context, of course. Because in context, it wouldn't fit my joke. Amen.
goodness.
Tofu food in my Chinese soup. Wow.
It is. It is in your Chinese soup, so let's believe it or not.
And leave it up to Siri to mess your words up right when you need it. Now, we're on our way. We are actually right now on our way over to Luke 11:14 so we can bind the devil. All right, everybody join with us.
All right.
Stop trying to bind the tofu. She's trying to make a man out of me.
And in comes the mother with the final blow.
Mike, help. Help, my own mother's after me.
Oh, my goodness. Welcome, we love you.
Welcome, Mom. It's good to have you here tonight. Trying to make a healthy man out of me. That's just too good.
That's good.
That's really good. For those of you that's wondering, Ruth Cottle is not my sister, that's my mother. So I have been straightened out royally, publicly, and it's all right. I can handle it.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
And Shannon, bless your heart. She's trying to keep us on track again. thank you.
Oh, goodness sakes alive. I know people that use mushrooms instead of meat and stir fry. It's pretty good, too. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, listen, everybody that's been here, been a part of the program for a while, they know that Sister Leanne is a vegetarian, but couldn't find a switch, didn't find a log. You better straighten up and preach it right. It's my sisters that always had to go get a switch. They were really bad. The brothers, we always were very good. We were little angels.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Somebody please mute Mom's mic real quick. That's too good. Don't you love having fun and doing it all in God? I love it. And honestly, nobody should have their feelings hurt in this at all. This is just good fun. This is good fun. And someone give Mrs. Cottle a microphone. Please do not put the Blog Talk Radio number in right now. Let's pray for Kelly for a minute. Father, in the name of Jesus, right now, not only tonight, but every night, we bind this spirit of infirmity. No, wait. Spirit of infirmity, you have already been bound. Healing manifest tonight in every way.
Amen.
In every way. In every way. May our sister sleep more peacefully than she has ever slept tonight. We pray this in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray this according to the word of God. Bless our sister Kelly now in the mighty name of Jesus. And as she sleeps, Lord, give her vision of exactly what to do and where to do it and what to say so that this never again comes. You foul spirit of infirmity, you've been bound, you're still bound, and we give God the glory now for the peace of God to rest in Kelly's life and in her body in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now that we got the food situation all straightened out. All right.
Back to the storms getting dealt with.
Back to the storms getting dealt with. Amen. Wow. Father, in Jesus' name, we bless our brother Sam DeLilly. In the mighty name of Jesus, sickness, we bind you now in the name of Jesus. And we declare that our brother is this is reversed immediately,
yes.
And our brother is strong in his body. In the mighty name of Jesus right now. Fever is always the sign there's a bug. Well, die, bug, and health and strength in Sam's body. He gets plenty of nutrition. He gets plenty of exercise. He gets plenty of sleep. So in the name of Jesus, life and life more abundantly now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
For Brother Sam DeLilly right now in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. We speak life and strength to Mom and to Phyllis and to Sister Evelyn, Julian and Bamala. We speak life and health and strength to you. We declare all your organs functioning perfectly, properly, free from all the effect of the chemicals and the sprays and the steroids or anything else. No deadly chemical will have any effect on your organs. As a matter of fact, we speak right now over Lee and over Les. And over Debbie,
yes.
Kidneys function properly. Brother Julian, your thyroid function properly, perfectly, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. I declare right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, the power of God in all of these people's lives. Matter of fact, if you have glasses and don't want them, take your glasses off. Don't take your eyes out. Take your glasses off. Lay your hands on your own eyes and say, I have eyes that see perfectly now in Jesus' mighty name. I have ears that hear perfectly now in Jesus' name. Say it. My teeth are perfect and restored to health in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Moses was 120 years old. His eyesight hadn't dimmed and his natural strength had not abated. And the great psalmist David wrote, with long life, he will satisfy you and show you his salvation with long, full, abundant life in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Come on. Who else needs something? Let's go, devil. We got a powerful team of prayer warriors tonight. We'll take you on. No, we won't take you on. We'll crush you under our feet like we do every single night.
Yep.
Those of you that's on YouTube, if you have a prayer request, make sure you send it in to us. Send it to me by messenger. Send it on the in the live chat, make a comment, and we'll get it, and we'll be glad to pray for you too in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we give you glory, and we give you the honor, and we give you the praise right now for the wonderful healing power flowing through this body right now in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, Tammy Peters is with us. God bless Tammy. Good to see you again, man. And right now, we speak over not only over Sophia, but Dane and Amanda, Miracle Man, Joey, Owen, Missy, Brenton, Mike, Sophia, and J.J. Tennant. Father, we give you glory. We've spoken over them. We spoke your word. We believed it when we said it. And now we give you glory for the manifestation that that spirit of infirmity has been removed from their life. We glorify your name. We glorify your name. We glorify your holy name right here, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Want to sing a little bit? For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. Great, you do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. Don't you love it?
Woo.
I love
yeah.
it. I love it. We give you glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise, Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Matter of fact, we got to pray for our friend Sherry. Everybody hold on just a second. I'll have it real close here. I got to get this name so we can pray for it.
Sherry's friend?
Yeah.
Michelle.
No. The other one, the Zupan family, Z-U-P-A-N. Father, this dear friend of ours, Sherry, has a friend, the Zupan family. Ed Zupan's family. And he crossed over to the other side. And that's this week. And they're dealing with the service. Not only are you into our joy, but you understand how to deal with grief and sorrow. You said you would bind up the brokenhearted. And you would heal every wound. You told us to bring beauty for ashes and the healing balm of Gilead. That's you, Jesus. You said you would turn our mourning into dancing and our sorrow into joy. We don't know how you do it. But we receive it done and we thank you that it's done and we give you glory that it's done in the lives of these people. Now, Father, I bless my own mother.
Yes.
Dad's been gone now. 6 months? Actually, I guess it's longer than that, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it is. And her mate, 60 years, we thank you for health and strength and healing in her body, Jesus. Thus, Leanne's family, Lee and Becky, Joanne, all of the family and friends, new brother Steve. We bless Dan and Gwen and Glenn and Doreen, Sister Darlene. Uncle Paul went to heaven. And Stanley, Uncle Stanley went to heaven. Stephen and Danae and Debbie and Marilyn and Carolyn, their families. We bless them now in the mighty name of Jesus. Chris Davis's family.
Yes.
We bless them with healing and life and strength right now in the name of Jesus. Sister Sunday and Chris's family lost a young man named Brody. Sister Francetta's son in the mighty name of Jesus. Jeff and Kelly lost Jeff's mom and the Ed Zupin family. And then everyone that we have heard of, that the battle with COVID, they didn't win it. In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak life and life more abundantly to every one of these families right here, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Say it with me. I declare life.
I declare life.
And life more abundantly. In Jesus' mighty name. My dad's in heaven, and I'm pretty certain he probably has no desire to come back, even though I've asked him to come back many times and get back here and finish his mission of being my dad. Anyways, may God bless and help every one of you in your lives and in your families in Jesus' mighty name. Now, if you have a loved one like that, and we've failed to put them on our list, make sure you say something so that we can pray for you, because we pray for these prayer requests. We truly do. And I'm not just mouthing words. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, we speak life. Sister Wilma, is there any names that we've missed on that? I know you've kept somewhat of a record, and we thank you for it. We truly appreciate your help on that. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, the cat has gone crazy under the desk. Hallelujah. What a night. What a night. Well, we're still getting down there. To the storms that's coming in on the Gulf Coast. Father, we don't have to talk to you. You didn't say that. You said stand up and take it. All right. Thank you, Wilma. Appreciate your help. Appreciate what you do there and keeping track of things. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, we speak to this storm that's in the Gulf right now. We command you to go east or west. Clouds, hold your rain and go to where it's dry. I don't know the condition of Georgia or Alabama, Northern Florida, South Carolina, Tennessee, but wherever they need the water, we speak right now in Jesus' mighty name. You find that parched land where the people are praying and saying, we need rain. Clouds, obey the children of God. Obey the children of God. All this moisture in Canada, come down to North Dakota and South Dakota and Wyoming and Montana, and do it now in the mighty name of Jesus, and soak our land, gentle, soothing, soaking, satisfying rain. As a matter of fact, I think that we need to, Brother Mike, somebody write a prayer tonight for stopping storms. I've got one for rain. One of you write up just a prayer we can pray for rain to stop and for the storm to move on. I mean, we just said it. We believe it. We mean it. And we command that storm to stop. Weather and patterns, stop. Clouds, hold your rain. Hold your rain so that you can take it to the parched land that needs it in Jesus' mighty name. Now, this is my prayer for North Dakota. I was sitting here praying the other morning about 4 o'clock in the morning. Holy Spirit said, write a prayer and call the local radio station and pray it with the DJ and ask him to play it on the radio. So here it is. God and Father of this great nation, as with many times in our history, we come to you today and ask for rain, healing, gentle, soaking, soothing rain to water our land and fill our reservoirs. According to your example in Genesis chapter 1, by our words we are fruitful, we multiply, we subdue this earth, we take dominion of it. Rain patterns return to this great state. Forgive us of our sin, Lord, and heal our land. Forgive us that we see the beautiful sky, the amazing sun rays, the spectacular sunset, the beautiful moon and stars at night, and then forget to speak to the great creator of them and ask for your provision. Have mercy on us. Send down the former rain and the latter rain as we walk with you. You promise to give us rain for our crops in their season. We bind the drought and its effect on the environment. We loose the abundance of rain, healing, gentle, soaking, soothing rain to water our land and fill our reservoirs. We pray this by the power of the Holy Spirit, which is that river of living water flowing up from the inside of us in Jesus' mighty name. All right. Thank you, Father. I got to get back to that. Pause. Right now, we bind the effect of this flood in the Gulf Coast. We declare in the name of Jesus, storm, we bind you. Rain, stop. Rain clouds, move to dry land. In the name of Jesus. By our authority as children of Almighty God, we bind you. Now we say, earth, soak in the rain. May the earth just soak in the rain and the ground be abundantly supplied with moisture and the flood dissipate immediately. Floods dissipate immediately. Rainstorms, find the dry and thirsty land now in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, this might be new to you. You may have never heard this before. You may have never heard anybody pray these kind of prayers before, but here's the thing about this. It's very much in the Word of God. It's very much within our realm of authority. It's very much what you and I need to be doing every single day. And everywhere you go, speak that all of our environment receives life and life more abundant. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, where are we at? Luke 11. I'm going to get this scripture out. Brother Dan Cottle, welcome, man. Prayed for you and your family tonight. We love you guys. Bless you and Gwen and your kids. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Luke 11, 14. He was casting out a demon and it was mute. So it was when the demon had gone out that the mute spoke and the multitudes marveled. Verse 15. But some of them he cast out. But some of them said, he cast out the devil by the ruler of the demons. Others testimony sought from him a sign from heaven. He, knowing their thoughts, said, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and a house divided against itself cannot stand. If Satan's house is divided against him, how will his kingdom stand? Because you say, I cast out demons by Beelzebub. If I cast out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore, they will be your judges. If I cast demons out with the finger of God, surely the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his own palace, his goods are in peace. But when a stronger than he comes upon him and overcomes him, he takes from him all of his armor in which he trusted and divides his spoil. He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters. Hi, Becca. Hi, Jake. Good to see you, buddy. Good to have you with us tonight. Thanks for being there with Grandma. Now, why did you go there, Pastor? The spirit of religion is always going to say, don't take authority over the devil. Don't stand in power. Don't do things that gives you authority and power and stand in might and dominion. The spirit of religion. No way. Not the spirit of denominations. The spirit of religion is going to always confront those who are standing with power and say, stop standing in that power. Well, the only problem is, Jesus said, Paul said, oh my goodness. Paul said to turn away from those who do not have a power in their prayer. Paul said in Romans chapter 1, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God to salvation. Romans chapter 1, verses 16, 17, 18, and 19. All right, that's, I better check them verses more real quick. Romans 1, and that is verses 16 and 17. Now, that's all right, 16 through 19 is good. That's good verses. Now, why did you bring that up, Pastor? Because the devil is going to, the enemy, I ain't talking about him. Deception wants you to believe that God's going to do mean things to you. That ain't happening. Why would our Father, who loves us so much that Jesus paid all the price, now force you and I to pay a price again after Jesus already paid the price? That is cruel. Why would he do that to Jesus if he's going to make you and I pay the price also? He wouldn't do that. He's a loving God. Jesus came and paid the price. Jesus was anointed by God to pay that price. Jesus was the sinless sacrifice that provided the way of salvation for all of us every day. So God, our Father, is not going to come down and then make you and I pay the price again. I don't know. Am I making sense at all? What's that? I did not. What is it?
Brody's sister, the one that passed away, her house burned to the ground. They lost everything.
Wow. Well, it's what we're doing tonight, guys, is we're praying for folks. Everybody say, thank God for this body.
Thank God for this body.
Yes, you're right on, Pastor. Well, we've said and done so much. I'm not going to make that statement. Anyways, we've kind of said and done so much here. I don't want to lose track of where we're at, but let's pray for Angel, or her house burnt down, not Angel Collier, Brody's sister, who we just prayed for, the young man that was killed, and his family. Father, the book of Joel said, my people will never be put to shame. And this is the second thief that's trying to steal. Yeah. Now we, the body of Christ, as the community of faith, we gather our faith together right now for Angel, and we say, doors open for Angel. Housing come to Angel. May the community rise up and bless her with food and clothing and everything that she needs for her house in the name of Jesus. We call this done right here, right now, today. All of us have come to this program at one time or another and needed your help. We stand up together and we provide help for Angel in the name of Jesus. We provide this help for those who've lost a loved one. We provide this help for those whose children used to have autism, and we give you glory for their healing. We thank you, Lord, that our faith as this body has joined together tonight and stopped this storm in the Gulf. And we command you, rain clouds, move to the dry and thirsty land where it needs to go. Angels of the Lord, you know exactly who is praying for rain and who don't need no more. We declare you are the ministering spirits of God that have been sent to guide and protect the heirs of salvation. There's an innumerable company of you, and you are the ministering spirit of God. Take these storms to where they need to be in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. If you're adding your faith to it, just say amen and type it in, or so be it, or take that, or whatever you say in your neck of the woods. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray this right now. Now, those of you who are our brothers and sisters that help us and store information with us and gather information as we're doing the program, always, guys, if you see me missing somebody's prayer request that have been praying for something, I ask you to help me to remember to pray for that. Because, amen, Sunday, it is done. And we declare the community steps up and does its part to help this young lady in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, guys, for your agreement. Wow, what a body we have here. What a family. The family of God, the body of Christ, the community of faith. Aren't you glad we're not called the community of doubt?
Oh my goodness. I'm really glad.
I'm glad Jesus, I'm glad the Father, by the Holy Spirit, called this a healing room. Therefore, we can thoroughly expect for healings to manifest when we pray. Thank God for that, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, goodness. I'm going to even add my amen to it. Hallelujah. Now, where was I at? Oh, somehow we got to get back to the love chapter, reconciliation, and walking free from offense. Probably not. We're probably just going to stand in authority all night tonight and just keep going right in this vein, because it's of absolute importance that all of us see this for what it is. I left the community of doubt a long time ago. Debbie is doing so much better. She only has to be on the kidney machine 2 times now. Come on. Come on. Thank you, Lord, for Debbie. Thank you for the testimony from Les. Thank you that Donnie Jr. is out of the hospital. Thank you that all of our friends that we've, Sister Susan Siegfried is home. Thank you, Brother Chris is sitting up in the wheelchair.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, that they're building him a ramp. Thank you, Father, for these wonderful testimonies. Yes. In the mighty name of Jesus. I encourage you to take these testimonies that you are receiving from your families and things. I encourage you to post them over there on our testimony page that's a part of this.
Okay.
Yeah, you can probably close that window too. Till it quits flapping in the breeze. But I like that open, I think.
No,
amen. Thank you. Now, even though Sister Leanne points her finger at me all the time, she is a good...
Well, at least you said pointing her finger at me this time.
All right, I got it. She is good grip. Yes, Brother Chris is sitting up in a wheelchair now. And they're building a wheelchair ramp at his house. And
Mike sits in the corner so quiet, just waiting to run out and rescue you. He's such a good friend, Mike.
See, all you guys didn't know that's why Billy Graham never went anywhere by himself, because he always wanted somebody that was there with a ladder or roses or chocolates or something. All right, let's get back to the chocolates, Mike. I got the chocolates covered right here. I'm in good shape with them. And if she gets way out of line and she talks too much, I can hand her a milk dud or two. And now, I hope y'all can tell that Leanne and I have a wonderful relationship, and we get along very well, and we do know how to joke and tease, but we don't ever take it the other way, because I don't believe in that.
Amen.
I'm not going to do that. You can't treat someone with scorn and expect them to be filled with love.
Amen.
Huh?
Oh, can you even know? Ready.
Hallelujah.
Now, your mate, your trouble. Amen, Shannon.
Amen. So, now listen, I felt like I skipped over that dialysis thing too fast. I don't want to do that. Father, we thank you for this testimony.
Oh, my goodness.
For yes, Debbie. Yes. And we say, kidneys work. Less, your kidneys work. Your kidneys work, brother. May you wake up in the morning and say, I got to go to the bathroom. To some of you, you might think, well, what is that all about? Well, if you've had to have dialysis for your kidneys to function, when they start functioning again, you actually get to go to the bathroom by yourself. And I was talking with Brother Les, and he said, the greatest thing I want to do is wake up in the morning and say, I got to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Amen? And we declare it that that is the case with both of you. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray right now. Now, all right, that's what I was at. And I want to hit it just a minute more, a couple minutes, and then we're going to be done tonight. And come back tomorrow. We'll talk about living free from offense. The spirit of religion. Now, everybody listen to this. The spirit of religion is always going to tell you to be quiet. Don't be so bold. Don't step out in faith. Might fail. Don't bind the devil. Why? The spirit of religion is a demon. It looks like God. It talks like God. It acts like God. Sometimes they even make it smell like God. But I'm going to tell you something. It ain't God, because the spirit of religion tells you to settle down, back off, cool down. You don't have to be so crazy. Take it easy here. You're walking in places that God don't want you to walk. Jesus walked on water.
Yeah.
What do you mean walking in places where he don't want you to walk? He raised the dead. Lazarus was dead for 4 days, rotten and stinking. And God raised him from the dead. So, don't ever let the spirit of religion tell you to back up. Anytime you're faced with a situation and you start hearing the voices that say, now back off, you don't just settle down. You don't want to get too crazy. That's usually the devil. That's usually the devil. Why? Because when you get crazy faith, then things start happening. And that's when miracles happen. It's when you and I step out and say, oh, no, I'm getting my miracle right here, right now, today. You want to say it? I'm getting my miracle right here, right now, today.
Here and right now, today.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Yeah, and it usually will shoot thoughts of fear or confusion.
Yeah, you probably need to say that just a little bit louder.
Spirit of religion will shoot you with thoughts of confusion and fear of moving forward, and that's how it keeps you back.
And that's how it keeps you back, right? I want you to look at this. Are you looking?
Yeah.
Everybody's like, are you all right over there, Pat? That's very interesting. That was an interesting statement that caught me looking, and I'm like, wait, I'm lost in the lag for sure. Well, Kathy, that's one of those things that you got to just keep dealing with. You got to just keep dealing with it.
But you are going to change them, Kathy.
Yeah.
Help them see.
John 6:16. I was looking for a verse. And I got to tell you something. I found it. John 6, 15 through 21. We got to read fast because it's time to do communion. Everybody looks at their clock.
Yeah. Wow.
We're a little early, aren't we, Pastor? Well, you know, it's Friday night or something. Who knows what it is? What's going on tonight is I got to be done early so I can get the Dairy Queen after everything I've said tonight. So, you know, if all of a sudden you hear me praying the communion prayer real fast, you'll know I'm fighting that Dairy Queen time. I got to get there before they close. Watch this. Where did I say? Oh, yeah, 15. Therefore, when Jesus perceived that they were about ready to come and take him by force to make him king, he departed again to the mountain by himself alone. When evening came, his disciples went down to the sea, got into the boat, and went over the sea toward Capernaum. That's where they all lived. And it was already dark, and Jesus had not come to them. 18. Then the sea arose because a great wind was blowing. Here comes the sea again. The disciples are in the sea. The devil's trying to take them out and stop the ministry of Jesus Christ. Watch. Verse 19, when they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles. How many of you know that's quite a ways to row a fishing vessel like these guys are in?
Especially
in wind. Yeah. They saw Jesus walking on the water and coming near the boat, and they were afraid. Well, I don't know about you, but if you've been a fisherman all your life, it's like Brother Rob, next time he's out fishing, just jumping out, walking out there to somebody in the boat, standing on the water next to the boat. That could have a tendency to freak a guy out just a little bit, all right? He said, it is I, do not be afraid. They willingly received him in the boat. Now look at what this says. And immediately the boat was at the land where they were going. Ready? We're rowing. Hey, John, does that look like somebody's walking on the water over there? Yeah. Andrew, would you check that out over there? If somebody's walking on the water over there. Wait. Oh, my God. Somebody's walking on the water. Wait. Don't make Peter, James, and John and the disciples all this big holy sacramental thing that everybody wants to make them. Oh, yes, Lord, I'm on. No, they're freaking out. So then they're like, quit rowing. Use the oar. You can use it as a weapon. Hey, Velma, it's good to have you. Now watch this. Then one of them says, it's the Lord. I mean, Peter's mouthy. Well, if that don't just beat everything. Come on. Think about it. I mean, seriously, think about these guys in the boat. Peter, what do we do? I don't know. What are you going to do? Keep rowing. It looks like Jesus. It looks like Jesus. What is he doing walking on the water? Now, wait. Let's do a little more study because I got to do it just because I love it. Mark chapter 6. Mark 6. Forty-seven. Watch this. Velma Osborne Welch. Welcome, welcome, welcome. 47. Now, when evening come, the boat was in the middle of the sea. He was alone on the land. He saw them straining at rowing, for the wind was against them. About the fourth watch of the night, he came to them walking on the sea. Look at what it says. And would have passed them by. He wasn't stopping to help them. No, look at your Bible. Look at what that says. In verse 48, he would have passed them by. And when they saw him walking on the sea, they supposed it was a ghost and cried out. For they all saw him and were troubled. But immediately he talked with them and said to them, be of good cheer. It is I. Do not be afraid. He went up in the boat. And the wind ceased, and they were greatly amazed beyond measure and marveled. Now watch this. This is how I think it was going. Jesus is on the land. He sees them out there rowing. Father gives him a gift of the Spirit. He can see a long ways, and he's like, come on, guys. Stand up and take authority over that storm. And he's like, all right, I got to go deal with this. Come on. And all the way out to him, he's, Peter, hey, Peter, stand up. But the wind's blowing. Peter can't hear him. Wait, you'd have thought that Peter would have been able to hear the voice of the shepherd, the good shepherd. Wait, am I trying to add nothing? But Jesus would have passed them by had they not said something to him. Why? Because it was well past time for them to have learned what he taught them and stand up and use it, which is what you and I are doing right here every single time we come together. He gives us a topic. We start going after it. We're digging. We're scratching, we're clawing, we're like, get the revelation. To him who has revelation, more be given. Oh, did you just see that? Whoa, look at that. We got one today at lunch, man. If you wasn't there, you ought to be there. It was good. But watch. Jesus would have passed them by had they not called him. Why? He had already taught them how to have dominion over this stuff, and they were supposed to stand up and take control over this storm. Listen, this right now. We bind the damaging effects. Say it with me.
We bind the damaging effects.
Of all the weather people.
Of all the weather people.
That are speaking flood in the Gulf.
Yes, that are speaking flood in the Gulf.
We say their uninformed intelligence. We say their uninformed intelligence, is silenced by our understanding of the word.
Amen. Is silenced by our understanding of the word.
And the revelation knowledge we have.
And the revelation knowledge we have.
We bind this storm system.
We bind this storm system.
And their mouths from having any effect on.
And their mouths from having any effect. Amen.
And we declare believers stand up with us.
And we declare believers.
And put your agreement with us.
Put your agreement with us.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name. You follow what I was saying there?
Mm-hmm.
Wait. Because they're filling the airways with, oh, no, another rainstorm. It's going to be another flood. Oh, no, another rainstorm. It's going to be another flood.
Yeah.
Wait. I've not even listened to the weather. You know what's next? Hurricane season is upon us. Sure hope we don't have a hurricane right now.
Yeah.
Why? Because they're filled with fear.
Yeah.
They're filled with fear. And they're filling the atmosphere with fear. You and I have to bind their fear and loose faith into this atmosphere. And that says, storm, stop, now. Drought stopped now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Storm, get to drought. And drought be over.
Yes, and drought be over. Amen.
The travel agent, whose name is Mike Tony, booked an early flight. He's got another business on the side. He's his own travel agent. You ought to hear the phone calls. When he's talking to himself, don't ever think there's something wrong with him. He's just having a meeting. Him and the travel agent. Is that the flight you want? No, I don't want that flight. What's wrong with you? Why would you do that? I don't want no Yugo. I want a Cadillac in the mighty name of Jesus. Love you, Mike. Where are you off to, brother? Hopefully home.
Yeah.
Home? Wow, that's awesome. Hallelujah. Now, in the mighty name of Jesus, we're done now and we'll receive communion in a little bit. Hey, that's awesome, Shannon. I want you to think about this. Jesus is walking on the water to the disciples. That's good. Are you flying coach or first class today? I want first class, please. But I only want to pay for coach. Now, Mr. Tony, don't you know that that's a difficult pass for us? I know. Tell him that I want to have my own jet. All right. Mr. Tony wants his own jet. Look at these verses real quick. Hold your place in Mark 6 and go back to John 6. And we're going down to John 6, 21. And look at what this says. They willingly received him in the boat. And immediately the boat was at the land where they were going. Woo! Now, guys, if you go to the Matthew chapter, just add these verses, guys. Matthew 14, 22 through 33. All right. Thank you, Wilma. Thank you, Shannon. Thank you, Phyllis and Rebecca. Thank you for everybody, Sister Leanne, that puts in these verses. Thank you. If you go to the Matthew rendition of this story, that's where Peter gets out and walks on the water. He takes one look at the guys in the boat and like, that's the master. Let's go.
Yeah, I'm doing that.
And they're all like, I ain't going out there, Peter. What's wrong? Come on. You got to think about it. They're like, Peter. Oh. And then they're like, hey, he's walking on the water. Look at him. Wait. So Jesus is walking on the water. Jesus would have walked by them if they didn't use some faith. Because faith is what moves God in this world.
Yeah.
Amen? And what is faith, Pastor? Help me understand faith. The simplest thing that faith is when there's a mountain in front of it, you look at that and say, move, mountain. That is what faith is.
Amen.
It's just that simple. When it's there and it's in your way and you command it to move and see it gone with your eye, this eye in here, that's faith. Already upgraded to first. Used to be, I don't know, 25% of the time. Now it's every time I book the ticket. 5 minutes later, Delta emails me and says, here's your complimentary upgrade.
The favor of the
Amen.
Lord is upon you.
And his favor is upon you and a thousand. But now, Mike, now we got to learn how to move the jet immediately to the other side. So as soon as you get in, you're there. And the pilot comes out and like, all right, guys, we don't know what just happened, but we're already there. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Does anyone know how to bring this message to a close tonight?
No, just keep it going all night. Till everybody knows
it's off. Tonight, I'm going to preach until y'all just fall out of your chair and I hear a thud. And then I'm like, oh, that's one more. How many more we got? Oh, about six or seven. Some of you missed one of the greatest nights, and that was we went 5 hours one night. 5 hours in a row. We was just going, man. The revelation was happening. 5,000 mile tailwind. Blink and you land. Well,
to be continued.
To be continued.
5,000 miles per
hour tailwind. Blink and you land. Phyllis K. Raymond, we love you. You're awesome.
Yes, we do.
All right, you ready? Let's bring this to a close. Let's go for the all-nighter. All right, Becca. I don't know if I told you guys, but I was talking with my friend the other day who's going to come on here and teach us a revelation. Oh, yeah, we did go over five. We've done four many times.
Yeah, we have. That's what I was thinking.
I was talking to him about Zoom. He said if I use Zoom, that we can Zoom for 72 hours straight.
Wow. I might get a little
emissy. We're going to start the stream, and each of us take 8 hours. You know, after about 5 hours, you get to sleep again, and then you take another 8 hours. I don't know what that had to do with anything, but I felt like I wanted to tell you that for something. All right, you ready? I'm going to focus this very quickly here. Genesis chapter 1, be fruitful. Multiply, subdue the earth, take dominion. God has never rescinded that in all of history. That is our assignment. The book of Psalms actually says, the earth he has given to the sons of men. You and I are the ones in authority over this earth, right? So, in so doing, wherever you are, whenever you're there, whatever's going on that's out of order, you begin to call it into order and then immediately call us the body of Christ. Text us and say, we got to get some focused prayer here. Like this situation with Phyllis and Louisiana. Any of these national disasters like this, call. Get on the phone with us. I don't watch the news. I just don't do it. So I don't know what's going on. Unless somebody has sent me a message, I don't know, because I'm just not going there. I ain't listening to all the fear and crying and moaning, groaning, sadness and God's hurting us and destroying us. I'm not going to fill my life with it and then believe I got faith. So we take authority. We stand in Jesus' name. You bind on this earth, they'll be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on this earth will be loosed in heaven. And here's the reality. We get to move these things and see this stuff happen. And Jesus, when he got in the boat, was able to go immediately to the other side. That means the boat went from where they were, and they were at that shore. He was doing it as a man anointed by the Holy Spirit. And therefore, you and I have that same ability. You don't get it overnight. It does come. And it comes because you stand and speak to that mountain and say, be removed. Even the mountain of offense. You still got, I don't know about you, but in our conversation the last several days, you might have today had a day where you had to deal with somebody in their nonsense trying to mess up your life with a stinking offense. I had one. And I'm like, I ain't going there. You're not going to take my time away from my life. I'm going to have a good day. And sidestepped that offense and said, no, I'm the minister of reconciliation. I can't be offended. I'm the one that's going to bring life and peace in Jesus by the name. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus right now, bless every one of these believers. What a fun night we've had today. We always enjoy crushing the devil's head. We always enjoy reminding him of how defeated he is, how destroyed his power is, and how powerful our power is in God. Thank you, Jesus. Our hope and our faith and our word, our life is in you and in your word. I declare the revelation knowledge understanding of this word tonight comes to every one of these believers in the mighty name of Jesus. And we look at it and say, I got it, and I'm going to stand in authority everywhere I'm at in my life in Jesus' mighty name. And thank you, Lord, for victory. Lord, I ask you to manifest. I ask you to manifest these miracles in people's lives so that we can see this actually working right in front of our eyes. And you and I, the believer, will be strengthened in the mighty name of Jesus to walk in faith and victory every single day of our life in Jesus' mighty name. All right, here we go. Let's go to communion, the new covenant worship. We're getting started really early. I'm a little nervous about this, but it's okay. I mean, it's still daylight out here and everything. If we get this done soon enough, we'll actually make it to Dairy Queen.
Is that what the plan is?
That's what the plan is.
Yeah.
I do too, Rebecca. I love Jesus talk with all of you wonderful people. I really do. Sometimes you get to talk a lot while we're on. Sometimes you don't. Sometimes you get to be here right at the beginning, and you always love those. I wouldn't know what to do with myself if I had to show up and half the program was already gone. I wouldn't know what to do. I'm like, wait, this is the very most important part of my day every day. And I thank you for it. We thank God for all of you. And I got to take a note. So you talk for a while. What? Read the communion verses if you will. I have got to take a note because he just showed me another whole thing. We got to talk about here. Now I want ice cream. It's not good for you, Rebecca. It's just not good for you.
Just pray over it, sweetie. You'll be all right. 1 Corinthians 11:23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. Be right with you. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. I didn't need to read that one, did I? But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Verse 31, for if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. And then 1 John 4:17-18.
I think she's doing really good. I got it. Love has been perfected among us in this. I'm working on my Dairy Queen time here. I'm waiting around for no computer. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. I love that part of this. Don't you love that statement? Why? Because we're already judging ourselves. Kathy Angaroni, I think she was there. Somebody was talking about judgmental. People were being judgmental. Guess what? When you and I judge ourselves, it don't matter how judgmental people are about us. Because they're judging us for the wrong things that we're not. Isn't that cool? As he is, so are we in this world. He's the head, we're the body. Chapter, verse 18. There is no fear in love. Perfect love cast out fear and the torment that goes with it in Jesus' mighty name. Verse 28 says, let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. And this is what the Holy Spirit has given me at the beginning when we first started. And it's the same every day, because we'll have so many new people that will be receiving communion with us. And that is this. There's no condemnation and there's no fear in the communion service. And the only prayer you got to pray in order to be right for communion is, God, I need you in my life and I receive you. That's the only prayer you got to pray. And we spend 2 minutes making that declaration. You ready? Pray it with me right now. Everybody pray it. You'll be ready to receive communion as soon as we're done. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
I know I need you in my life.
I know I need you in my life.
In every area.
In every area.
And according to the book of John.
And according to the book of John.
Jesus is the door to salvation.
Jesus is the door to salvation.
And I enter in.
And I enter in.
I believe in you, Jesus.
I believe in you, Jesus.
And I receive you into my life.
And I receive you into my life.
Right here, right now, today.
Right here and right now, today.
And according to John chapter 1.
And according to John.
You now make me a child of God.
You now make me a child of God.
And I love it.
And I love it.
Take your hands like you're holding a big pile and say, there's all my sin.
There's all my sin, Lord.
I have no ability to beat it.
In my own strength.
Hold your hands out and say, I receive all of your righteousness.
I receive all of your righteousness.
Fill in my life right now.
Filling my life right now.
In every area.
In every area.
And that's wonderful, isn't it? Father, may everybody receive that same revelation. Manifest it, Jesus. Pray this. Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word
Pray
of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly
And
language.
Live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Ready? High five. Welcome to the kingdom of God. If that's your first time you prayed it, welcome. If it's the 10th time you prayed it, welcome. Yeah. If that's the 400th time you prayed it, welcome. Glad to have you. I think we're on day number 421 or something. It's amazing. In that prayer, you just went from darkness to light. Listen, everybody learn to say this because you can help somebody else with this. You just went from fear to faith. I love this part. You went from your sin, which you can't beat. No human can beat their sin on their own part. Nobody. You went from your sin to Jesus' righteousness, and the only way you get Jesus' righteousness is to just receive it. Isn't it beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
And then, to put the cherry on top of the whipped cream of the banana split at Dairy Queen, God said, adopt them into the family and make them my children. You are heirs of God and joint heir with Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Wow. Wow. In one prayer. You prayed, fill me with the Holy Spirit, the most powerful force on the face of the earth, just filled every part of your life. And you don't even know what, you're like, how did that happen? I don't know. But God knows, and he just did it all in one prayer. They put my email address website in there so we can contact you. So you can contact us. All right? I've got 10 verses I want to send you to help you live and start out your Christian life. Now watch. You send me an email, I'll send you one. You send me another, I'll send you one. If I owe you an email and you've sent me one and I haven't replied, then hit send again on it, because maybe it got lost somewhere. Who knows? I didn't see it. I know this. I always reply to your emails. And my place is to help you walk with God and enjoy your Christian life. So run and get some communion elements, because the banana split is melting. We want to be a blessing to you. That's our place on this earth. We receive communion every day. The communion service, the words to this, which it won't be as long as what we do, because I'm going to talk to you a little bit like this, are all on the website so that you can receive communion right in your house every day. And I recommend that you do that. There's no verses that tell you got to have a preacher. That's just not there. Jesus says, often as you do this, he didn't put no restriction in. Do it in remembrance of me. You ready? Pray. Bless our elements. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
We bless these elements.
We bless these elements.
For this time of communion with you.
For this time of communion with you.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised.
You were bruised.
For my iniquity.
For my iniquity.
The chastisement.
The chastisement.
For my peace.
For my peace.
Is upon you, Lord.
Is upon you, Lord.
And by your stripes.
And by your stripes.
I am healed.
I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint supplying.
Every joint supplying.
In my body.
In my body.
From your body, Jesus.
From your body, Jesus.
In the body of Christ in my community.
In the body of Christ in my community.
And right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' name.
Let's receive the bread together. You, Lord, that you took it all for me. I thank you for it. In Jesus' mighty name. You might say, Pastor, what does all those words mean? I'm getting ready to preach a whole message on that one of these nights when we're here. Why do we do communion? And what is it doing? Because Jesus' body was broken, so your body's never broken another day of your life.
Amen.
Amen. Lift up the cup of blessing. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
I have been reconciled.
I have been reconciled.
And every sin is placed in remission.
And every sin is placed in remission.
And I thank you for
and
it.
I thank you for it.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away.
Old things have passed away.
And all things in my life.
And all things in my life.
Have become brand new.
Have become brand new.
Right here, right now, in Jesus. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every physical plague.
Every physical plague.
Has to pass over.
Has to pass over.
And cannot be on me or my family.
And cannot be on me or my family.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I come boldly.
I come boldly.
To the throne room of grace.
To the throne room of grace.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment every day.
For my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
And the word of my testimony.
And the word of my testimony.
I overcome.
I overcome.
by the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
The old accuser of the brethren.
The accuser of the brethren.
Is cast down in my life.
Is cast down in
and
my
there's
life.
No more condemnation.
And there's no more condemnation.
My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
My robes are made white.
And I will always be.
And I will always be.
The glorious church.
The glorious church.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's receive the blood of Jesus. Now, by the Holy Spirit, word, while we're receiving those elements, there's a couple of you that may be live or coming later on who on the inside you said, but Pastor, I was strong a couple days and now I'm weak. Wait, the blood of Jesus and his broken body is there for you, the greatest when you're weak. If it can't work when you're weak, when's it going to work? Yeah, but I've blown it. Well, don't do that, but don't stay away from the blood of Jesus. The statement we make all around here all the time is run to him, not away from him. You don't want to run away from him. Run to him. When your heart condemns you because you didn't do right, well, know this. When you turn to God and his name and his blood, he doesn't condemn you. He don't condemn you at all. And neither will we. And whatever you do, don't stay away from communion because you felt like you did something wrong. This is where you come. Don't tell everybody you did wrong. Just show up here and watch God move for you. I know the church has taught it the other way. You know why? They were led by the spirit of religion that said, when you've done wrong, you better not take communion because you might go to hell. You'll drink damnation to yourself. Well, isn't it something that our loving Father made Jesus suffer that horrible thing so you could be delivered from sin and the power of it, but when you need it, it does, oh, stay away. See, that's the spirit of religion. It sounds like God. It looks like God. It acts like God, and there ain't nothing about it that is God. Don't run from him. Run to him. Yeah, there's no fear in love. It's like you with your kids. Come here. You know you did wrong. Come here. Talk to me. But when they go hide, then you got to go looking. Don't do that. Like Brother Jesse the Planner said his mom was short and fat, and he knew if he snuggled in real tight to her fat rolls, she couldn't beat him as hard. So he said, I'd hug her real tight. It's a bad illustration.
It is.
Shouldn't have used it right after communion. Let's sing a song about the blood. Let's sing power in the blood. Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood. Power in the blood. Would you or evil of victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, wonder-working power
in the
precious blood of the Lamb. Well, if I don't do a bunch more talking, we might actually make Dairy Queen. Love you, Shannon. Mike's home tomorrow. Woo! All right. Julian and Bamala, we love you guys. We love you.
Yes, we do.
We love you. Becca and Ash, we love you. Velma, Joy, Mikey, Claire, I got it right. We love you. Jake, Jack, Will, and Jake, Jack, Will, and Jake, Jack, Will, and
oh my goodness.
Anyways, we love you too. Sister Wilma, you and Jim, we love you. Rebecca Smith, we love you. Sunday and Chris, we love you. Dan and Gwen, Dave and Gwen, Mike and Shannon, we love you. Who did I miss? Chris Timmer, we love you. Sherry Gilbert, we love you. Brother Al, we love you. Robert Molderman, we love you. Everybody sending me a ladder and chocolates. I love you. Thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Kai says hello. Hi, Kai.
Hi, Kai.
I'm sorry. We'll send you a picture. Becca says, now I want DQ.
Well, hurry up and get here. We'll take this.
Just scrolling. I always like to say hi to everybody. Maxine McDowell. Make sure you click like or love or something, because then all of that. My goodness, look at them. Look at the joy of the Lord. Julie Rouse is with us. There you go, Julie and Ray. And we love you guys. Good to have you. See, that's why I always go back. Kathy Angaroni's with us. Bless you, Kathy. Philip A. Raymond with us. Tammy Peters was with us. Amen. Tammy, bless you. My mom. Oh, Lord Jesus, don't forget your own mom. Audrey Van Gessel was with us. Bless you, Audrey. We love you. Kelly Delkert was with us. We love you. Roger Oxie was with us. We love you, brother. Yeah. Al Barton, we love you. Chris Timmer, we love you. Chris, Karen, and the whole family. Sherry Gilbert. Good night. We got some comments, man. I love going back through it like this because you kind of laugh all over again. You're like, yeah. Oh, that was a good one right there. Look at that. All right, guys. There it is. There it is. We call you blessed in Jesus' mighty name. We thank God for you. You're a wonderful family. And now pray for me so that I can get all the way to Dairy Queen before they close so I can make up for all the finger pointing. We love you guys. We will never stop praying for you. Amen. Katie,
yes.
Jack, Jill, Will, and Katie. Katie, her name is Katie. Her name is Katie.
And poor little Claire, you always want to call her name.
No, I got Claire right. Now, don't put me back behind where I'm at here. Bless you, Ray and Julie and Kai. We love you guys. Is that it, love? Do we have to go already? Hey, I'll stay here. Dairy Queen can close. Go buy a gallon of ice cream somewhere and stick our face in it.
There you go. And then we could come back on and just have ice cream with everybody and keep right on going.
All right, everybody take a real quick break. Run and get some ice cream. We'll be back and see you in about a half an hour. All right, tomorrow is Friday. Even though I was on Friday all day today, tomorrow is Friday. And we're expecting mighty miracles to happen in every one of your lives. Thank you, Becca. We love you.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Ashley, God bless you, ma'am. We're so glad you're with us and your life is changing. Felicia Eicher. That's who I was trying to say.
Yes.
We miss you. Mary Hernandez, we miss you.
Ty wants to know when you're coming to Michigan.
Ain't going to be long. Ain't going to be long. We're going to be there again. Ain't going to be long. Africa, Asia, Europe, China, Russia, all of Australia, New Zealand, New Zealand, and New Guinea, Canada, the United States of America, Central America, South America, our friends all over the world, we love you. Blog Talk Radio, God bless you guys. Send us a message. Send us an email. Let us know. We want to be a blessing to you in Jesus' mighty name. Until we see you again, this is what we have to say.
We love you.
God loves
you.
Jesus is Lord. And the Gulf Coast dry out.
Amen.
We speak it prophetically in the mighty name of Jesus. Ready, though? Let's go get ice cream.
You were serious?
Yeah, let's go get ice cream. Don't you want ice cream?